Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a whole lot of money for a quick phone call. That's the average national savings annually based on survey data July to December 2020.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, folks, one of the best shows on radio, or best segments on radio, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia returns, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Alex's head was getting kind of big. If it keeps getting big because of his superstardom now,
I know. Everybody, we will cancel it. Alex, when you go to the
The little Weeb Nation get-togethers.
Yeah, right? Everybody's talking about you, about your segment and the show and everything.
Oh, every time, Rob, they're always like, so who are those two guys on the air that take up all your time? And I'm like, oh, they're good people. It's Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You know what I'm picturing, like, we, and I might be totally wrong. I've never been to a Weeb Nation national convention.
Yeah.
But I'm picturing, like, Rob, you remember on, like, the King of Queens?
Yes.
When, I can't remember the guy's name. But he would, one of the friends, he would go to the little gatherings with the superheroes, like Batman and Superman, and everybody would dress up like their superhero costume. You remember that?
You don't remember that? That stuff really goes on too.
Is that what Weeb Nation is like?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of people cosplaying as their favorite anime characters.
So they'll dress up like the anime characters?
Yeah, basically. Same like superhero getup, same kind of thing.
Wow. Who's your favorite anime character?
Oh, that's tough.
Have I heard of her?
I mean, off the get-go, I'd say she's like a low-key one. Her name's Holo. She's like kind of like a deity, half like god, half mortal. So she's pretty good people.
Holo.
Okay. Holo. Okay.
Don't talk about her personal life. It's okay.
My bad. She wanted to know about a fossil fuel joke. I'll send her your way.
On that note, it is the I Couple.
Come on, Chris, that's not bad.
That wasn't bad. All right.
I'm always trying to work hard for your entertainment dollar. Okay?
Yes, indeed. All right. Let's go back to this big news of the day, Rob, the 49ers. And we talked about, look, they moved up to number 3 in the draft. The Dolphins moved back from 3 to 6 because they traded with the Niners and then traded with the Eagles, who were willing to go from 6 to 12. What that tells me, Rob, is number 3 things, 3 quarterbacks, too. San Francisco moved up to get a quarterback because they don't believe in Jimmy G for one reason or another. One reason might be because they just don't think he's that good. And the second, or it could be he just can't stay healthy. And, yeah, he's good. We win, but he's hurt half the time. So whatever the reason, they don't fully believe in him for the long haul. But on the other hand, Rob, a guy that people had questions about, 2 guys actually, in Miami, I think this is a signal that they do believe in Tua. And they're willing to go with him this year coming up and believe that he'll progress and become their franchise quarterback. And then in Philadelphia, where it was speculated that they might actually take a quarterback at 6, it seems to me like they believe, at least for this year, in Jalen Hurts. Whether it's belief or we just don't want to have another situation where our starter is looking over his shoulder, whatever the case, it seems like they're going with Hurts.
Or, Chris, we don't like the quarterbacks who are there. Do you know what I mean? Like, that could be another reason why you get out of that. You look at him and say, yeah, other than Lawrence, after that, I'm not sure. So I don't want to lock into a contract with a quarterback like that.
Right.
Where I don't believe in him. I mean, that's why you move out of that. Usually, that's why you move out of those slots, because you're not interested in any of those quarterbacks who are coming out. I'm just saying.
No, it could be
a factor. Because,
look, I mean, the history of quarterback hit and misses is just such
that. There are a lot of misses.
Yes. I mean, Tua, we don't know. Everybody loved him in college and coming out, right? And now it's like, okay, we'll see. The verdict's out. I mentioned Sam Darnold earlier. He was a 3rd pick in the draft, right? And he might turn into something, but who knows?
Yeah. You hear me, Chris?
And he might be. I'm not saying he's a bust, but at this point, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big question is whether or not the Jets should stick with him because he hasn't done it yet. So you just – quarterbacks, man, look, some of the best. Tom Brady, the 6th rounder. Joe Montana, a 3rd rounder, Rob. Dak Prescott, a 4th rounder.
Aaron Rodgers sat there. Remember he dropped? Right. Aaron Rodgers dropped all the way in the first 20s, round.
Yep, in the 20s. I mean, it's a tough thing to do is to nail these quarterbacks. And so, yeah, you could be right. But I like that Miami's going with Tua. Look, he wasn't overly impressive last year, but I didn't see anything to make me think this guy, like, I think he deserves a season at least, I didn't see nothing to make me think, oh, he's not our guy. Give him a chance. That's how I'm looking at it.
It just was, they sent up mixed signals though. You got to admit that during
with
the season.
Fitzpatrick?
Way that they were dealing with him. And, pulling him out of moments, Chris, where he could grow and learn and be in a big spot.
I agree.
And they wound up, doing all that, and they didn't make the playoffs anyway. I mean, so I they missed Flores out on some opportunities for him.
Yeah, I agree with you, but he seems to have that attitude, the coach, that, whatever it takes to win this game. If you're not having a good game, that's kind of like a high school mentality almost. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have it tonight, I'm pulling you and putting somebody else in, but it's odd to see. But, you know, we'll see what happens this year with him. And then Jalen Hurts, you know, statistically wasn't very good. Had the one big win over New Orleans, but certainly the verdict, the jury's out. We got to see. So they're rebuilding, obviously, and we'll see what Hurts can do this year. All right, baseball, Rob. The All-Star game this year, next year, is in Atlanta.
This year, and this summer, yep, in summer, Atlanta.
There's talk about should they boycott. Go ahead and explain what's going on there.
So basically, you know, they just the governor signed a new restrictive voting rules for the state of Georgia, Chris, which basically, you know, we saw two they lost both senators races, right?
Right.
And you had a black man become a senator from Georgia and a Jewish man become a senator from Georgia. And it changed, of course, the balance of power, right, in Washington. So what they did is they decided that they're going to change and make it harder, restrictive rules, harder to vote, right? Trying to maybe push people away from wanting to vote and taking part of the process. And a lot of people are up in arms over this. And so is the union, the baseball union. And they're going to take a look at maybe not coming to Atlanta, Chris, to participate in the All-Star game. And it's very admirable because I get this. We've seen this before. But I really think that this is where Major League Baseball, Chris, should step in even before the players. And we've seen this before. Two of the best cases of where leagues have stepped in to say, we're not going to take part in the stuff that you're doing in your state, and we'll punish you as a state until you get right, you know, until you, right. you do the right thing. And the most famous one was in 1991. This is pre all this, Chris, political correctness, 1991, okay? Right. And the NFL owners voted to take the Super Bowl away from the state of Arizona because they voted not to have Martin Luther King as a paid holiday, despite it being a national holiday for everybody else.
Right.
And the NFL said to Arizona, you won't, we're taking away the 1993 Super Bowl, and you'll never get another Super Bowl as long as Martin Luther King is not a national holiday in the state, a paid holiday.
Right.
What do you think happened when they put it up to
vote? Oh, they made it a holiday.
They made it a holiday, Chris, like 2 seconds later. You know what I mean? The next vote.
Right.
So also the NBA did the same exact thing, and so did the NCAA. You remember the big brouhaha over the bathroom bill
right.
in North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
And if the NBA said no All-Star game in Charlotte, the NCAA pulled out all their championships that were scheduled, Chris, long-time events in the state of North Carolina. What happened there?
Oh, they changed it.
They changed it.
Yeah,
so I'm saying baseball should be the leader and not the union, that Major League Baseball – which is born from Jackie Robinson and all the other stuff that's come in to right. play. And they like to stick their chest out about, you know, early on being the leader in race relations and changing the American culture. And I think baseball as a whole and the commissioner should look at it, and they should be the ones to decide and tell the players that, yes, we're not going to do anything in Atlanta. I'm talking about special, not telling the Braves can't play there, Chris, but a special event that brings in a lot of money to the state.
Yeah, I'm certainly against voter suppression. And I know Raphael Warnock, who was elected as senator. I spoke at his church. And
really?
Friends with him, yeah.
Yeah,
and
I so mean, that was a huge victory
right.
for him. And I forgot the other senator's name.
I'm certainly against the voter suppression. But I think you got to be careful, too. Because I didn't like what the NBA did in North Carolina. Because that was the bathroom bill, and it was over, you know, they had voted that you go to the bathroom of your biological sex. As a father of two daughters, they're adults now. I wouldn't want my young daughters in bathrooms with biological males. So I didn't like that. And if the NBA thinks there's no difference between male and females, why you got the WNBA? So, you know, I think you got to be careful some of this stuff. You know, you got people, I don't want my daughters, I don't think it's fair to have girls competing against biological boys in high school sports. There are states where these boys, biological boys, are destroying girls in sports. Breaking all state right, records right. left
I,
and
I,
right.
I just, I hear
so
you.
So I'm just
but
saying,
I,
I'm just
but
saying
I want
that.
You to get,
that,
I want you to get on the voter.
No, I'm. I told you, I'm right. with the voter suppression. But so if leagues start, who determines what is right and wrong? Now, I'm against racism, so I'm knowing that. But now, I mean, there's articles written about kicking Oral Roberts out of the NCAA tournament because they follow Christian values in regards to sex and and other things. So, I mean, it's like this is – I'm just saying that it's a slippery slope. And
yeah,
so,
you don't, but you don't have to agree with everything, Chris. It's
yeah,
not
but,
about,
they,
right,
but it's
you
affecting
don't,
people's
you
lifestyle.
I get that, but you, it's not 100%. It's not, a lot of things are out there that people don't like. That doesn't mean that they still can't. That might affect other people. Maybe other people, maybe you disagree with it, but other people agree with it. And more than enough
right,
people
but should
agree
a league,
with it.
Should a sports league
if,
get
if
involved
sport,
in that?
If a sports league believes that they want no discrimination against people who are different, no matter what their race, religion, sexual orientation, Chris, you can't pick and choose. Either you're going to stand up for everybody who's different
but,
and who's been.
But,
I'm just saying.
So should
I hear
Oral
what
Roberts
you're saying.
Be kicked out of the tournament?
I didn't read that story. And
it's
I'd
in
have
USA
to look at
Today.
That. Yeah, I'd have to read that story because I've never heard that. I think that's
it's easy to find. USA yeah, Today. Google.
I didn't see that, but I'm just saying. You don't everything. You're not going to agree with everything. There's no
right.
such thing.
So
we don't live
saying,
in that kind of world.
We're a pluralistic society. And you're nobody's saying
I'm talk-
people can't do one thing they want to do.
So did you think the
you
NFL was
but,
wrong? Did you think the wait a minute? No, I'm not
the
asking
NFL, the NFL is wrong for what?
For taking the Super Bowl from Arizona. That
no,
all they did is the people
I'm
voted.
Saying, I agree with that.
But the people
but
voted. That's what they wanted in the state of Arizona.
Rob, I've said time and time again. I love athletes and leagues speaking out when it's something I agree with. And I think I'm being honest like most people. But when it's something you don't agree with, people don't want the sport to get involved. And Martin Luther King was also already a national holiday.
Right, but the people of Arizona
so,
voted
that's
against
what I'm saying,
it
but
being
it was already
paid.
A precedent.
No,
now,
but
I'm not, and I'm with this Georgia. Like I said, I don't like the bill. But I'm just saying there's a slippery slope.
Right.
Because
I'm not saying you have to agree or rubber stamp everything.
Because we're at such a crossroads now with various policies and various belief systems. And so this is it's a different time. So I'm just saying that's all I'm saying. It's a slippery slope.
Right. I'm just saying the leagues, once they've made that commitment to standing up for discrimination against people who are different and different things, man, you can't just pick and choose. So that's why this thing comes into play. I don't know how in the world, and in this case, voter suppression is something that people should be alarmed about. And
we're
and
not
should
debating
not.
That.
No, I know that. I know. I'm just saying, like that's why I think baseball should get involved and more so than the players. If the players want to do it, fine, Chris. But I'm saying the NFL's done it, the NBA's done it, the NCAA did it as well. They took away all the championship events, states stopped flying to North Carolina during
oh,
that,
no,
if you remember.
I get
it was big.
But
yeah.
that doesn't, I mean, but you also discriminate in not discriminating against one group of people, you discriminated against another group of people. You discriminated against people that don't want their daughters in bathrooms with biological males. So that's what I mean, this is not a black and white thing. This is a very complex issue. And it's the same thing with sports. And it's going to become huge because certain states are battling that. Should biological boys be compete that think they're girls be competing against biological girls in wrestling, in track, in basketball, all these other sports? So I agree with you on the voter suppression. I'm just saying, you know, sports leagues got to be careful about getting involved. Because there's articles, Rob, being written now saying that the black NBA players should be coming out, and because they've already spoken out for like Black Lives Matter and stuff like that, now they got to come out and say you should go get vaccinated, or I'm, you know, because a lot of black people aren't getting vaccinated. or think.
Well, they can't tell you. I mean, you can't make people do anything.
No, but they're saying that these athletes, because you've spoken out, now you need to speak out on this too.
Yeah, I mean, but that's, yeah, but that's somebody's opinion. I don't agree
with it.
Every time somebody.
Saying.
But in this case, we're talking about things that were done through the legislature or the government that the leagues don't agree with, not just people's public opinions on stuff. These were these are laws that were changed and things that were altered that I think is a little bit different. I hear what you're saying, Chris. No one's going to agree with everything that's passed and everything that's done by states. I just think it's an important issue, and I think baseball should jump in. That's all.
877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think of this? It's so many layers to this conversation.
Yes. But
you can weigh in how you
do
see
you
fit.
Do you want to keep it on baseball on this topic?
They can feel like, say whatever they want.
Okay.
Baseball,
I'm just asking
whatever.
Okay.
Y'all can open it up. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Teicher's Tower of Trivia is next. But first, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on a deep conversation. Where you at on this one? The voting, voter suppression in Georgia, Major League Baseball, and all that we got into. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's do it. Dan in St. Louis, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dan?
Hey, you know what, Rob, man? You know, normally I disagree with you, but you know what? I'm going to tell you this. With the situation with all the minorities, man, you have to be all or nothing kind of a guy, Chris. I'm sorry to say that, and I understand that you have daughters and stuff like that, but you know what, though? Just think about it. There was a time that there was black people that couldn't use the restrooms either. They made them go to their own restroom. And people fought for black people to use restrooms, the same restrooms as other people. And people who are feel different than your beliefs want to use the same restrooms too. So just because
is
they don't
race
think like,
is race and sexuality the same thing?
Well, you
or
know
gender?
What?
Yeah. Race and gender? Yeah.
All of us is the same because they all minorities. You
then why
what
can't
saying?
A person decide they want to change their race?
Because you can. You can bleach your skin. You can become
no,
black.
No, but if I start saying I'm Asian, is mm-hmm. that all right? Everybody got to accept that I'm Asian?
Did Tiger Woods say it? Did everybody believe it? So
he
let me
didn't
say
he was Asian. He said he was Cobblin' Asian.
He was not black.
Any
race. Listen. I'm going to say this, Chris. Chris, let me say this. There's some people here, and I want to talk one more thing, and I know I got a short time, but let me say this, Chris.
That's it. Yeah, all right. Okay,
let me say this. Chris, listen to this. Do you believe in aliens?
Not necessarily.
Okay, listen to this. Okay, the reason why I say that, and some people, Bigfoot. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
If the answer is no to both, I understand that. But if you believe in one and not the other, that you can't. Because
why
you know
not?
What?
Let's get a couple more people. We appreciate you, for real, from St. Louis. Thank you for your opinion. Will in Michigan, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, my dudes. Been with you from day one.
Thank you.
What's up, Will? That's what's up. Yeah, we appreciate you.
I stumbled across you guys. I didn't even know you guys existed, and it was day one. It was awesome. Anyways, Chris, I got two daughters, and I got to tell you, my man, like, they're just going to the bathroom. I live with some
people. Locker rooms too.
Well, I feel you. Actually, I do feel you
high
on
school
the sports,
locker rooms,
on the sports aspect.
Showering,
I do feel you on the sports aspect of showers, but like you know, I still say like most people are going to the bathroom. Like it's not a sexual thing, and like these people are a minority. They are disenfranchised by the people of the public. Even though depending on how you feel, you can't just pick and choose who you want to be a champion for. If you're going to be a champion for all disenfranchised people, right? You got to just for all of us. We got to look after.
I think that's where the leagues are. Is that you know it's hard to just pick and choose and tell one group of people, yeah, we got you, and the other group, we don't care about you. I think that's where it is.
Well,
Chris.
I'm not saying you do all that.
No, I just think it's a. I agree. It's not black and white. It's a tough issue. But all I'm saying is,
I'm not saying you mistreat or don't care about people at all.
No, you didn't say that. All right, let's squeeze in one more. Andrew in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Quickly, Andrew, how you doing?
Doing all right, thank you. I came in at the end of the conversation, but I wanted to just talk real quick about you said that the Black Lives Matter movement had a lot of NBA players in the forefront. They were fighting for things, and now they need to be the people on the vaccine front. We didn't say that. That was something that somebody wrote or said.
We don't agree with that. Everybody has their right. I don't agree with that.
No, I agree. But I think a lot of people want them to be now the forefront of the vaccine movement, getting black people vaccinated. That's the problem. Malcolm X spoke about that back in the day. He said that, like, for the black people in America, it seems like the only people that are accepted in terms of leaders by other groups for black people to are the sports stars, athletes, and all that. That's a problem.
And entertainers, we get it.
Right.
We totally get it. Chris and I talk about it all the time. It ain't right,
right.
It shouldn't be that. We have black leaders, mayors and governors, Chris, and all kinds of people who are smart and leaders, and they don't get the respect. They don't get the respect as a guy who can score a touchdown or score 40 points. And it's sad but true.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
Yeah! This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
All right, you guys, it is the game that proves that you don't need to know a thing about sports to work in sports media. It's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. This is how the game works. We're going to be asking Alex Tyshirt here a couple of generic trivia questions, sports-related, and you guys get a chance to help him with these trivia questions with one-word clues. First, if you get it on the first try, that's 10 points right there, and then we subsequently go down in points, therefore, after we tossed a coin to see who goes first, and it's going to be Chris today. And we're going to knock this off. Let's go
the
with...
fix is in.
Okay. Rob, Chris, I know Rob G's not here, but I remember it has to be in English, okay? Ingles.
Ingles?
Yes. Please, por favor.
Okay. You didn't know I was bilingual, did you?
Well, I did after dark, Robert.
All right, you guys. First question here for Alex. In the upcoming HBO series about the Showtime Lakers, John C. Reilly, famous actor, will be playing the late, great Lakers owner, Dr. Jerry Blank. Chris, first clue goes to you.
Oh, I thought they were. I was looking at other questions. Okay, in the upcoming HBO series.
Come on, CB. You know how this works.
He's not going to.
Give me something good.
Genie.
I dream of Genie. Hold on. Genie Bus.
There you go.
Yes.
Let's
go.
How are you going to know her name? That's terrible.
Well, I mean, I remember her from we talked about her a lot, so it kind of just. I would have said dream of Genie, but I know that's wrong. Yeah,
I was going to say breast, thinking that you could get bust. I was hoping for that.
Were
you really
going to
say that?
What? No.
Right.
Okay. All right.
All right, you guys. Rob, you have a chance to tie it up on this one. Next question for Alex here. During March Madness, you'll often hear around the water cooler that people have a busted blank when talking about the NCAA tournament. Rob, first clue goes to you.
A busted what, Rob? What do we
busted.
Got?
Busted. Let's see.
Oh, man. Keep it G, Rob.
I know. I'm trying to...
All right, Alex, listen. Fossil?
Then you would say bad joke. Right? No, I'm sorry. A busted...
What we got?
Okay. Hinge.
Hinge. Busted hinge. Busted hinge. Busted hinge. Bracket. Bracket, right?
Yeah!
Let's go, Rob!
He knew. You had to know that. Hinge? Come on.
That's pretty good.
That was a good clue, though. That was a good clue.
Alliteration, busted bracket. I like it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Good job, Rob.
All right, keeping it here with the March Madness, the Final Four this year is going to be played in the same city as the world's most famous Formula One race. What city is that in? Chris, first clue to you.
No idea. Come on, CB. You know I minored in geography.
Indiana?
Indiana. Oh, CB. Oh, my gosh. It's not Indianapolis.
There it is.
Is it?
That is. Yeah.
No, you're really?
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Got away with that
one. Wait a minute. How do you get away? He used the word that's involved in Indianapolis.
No,
I mean,
no, it's the
that
state.
Shouldn't
it's
count.
A whole different word.
No, it ain't. Indiana's in Indianapolis.
Oh,
Lee?
I didn't know that.
You know what? I didn't think he was going to go straight.
Oh, you mean in the word? But it's a whole different word.
No, but it's in the word. You
did that once before. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I was disqualified.
It was much more, it was much more egregious than mine.
What? You just said Indiana?
No,
I didn't Indiana?
Be, I didn't think it'd be Indianapolis.
I did not think he was going to go with the easy Indiana. I thought he would.
No, I didn't either. My
would
God.
You have gotten Colts, Alex? Would
I
you have
probably
gotten Colts?
Would have, maybe. Indianapolis, probably.
All right.
Because I'm trying to think of a place.
The bottom line is I'm up 2-1.
Oh.
Go ahead, Lee.
Here's an easy
Lee,
one for unbelievable. Here's an easy one for you, Rob, and it's going to be a test to see how much Alex has been paying attention today.
Oh, God.
Today, the 49ers traded up to the number 3 pick in the draft, leading many to think that their current quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, might wind up with his former NFL team, the blank. Rob?
Yeah, I was paying attention.
Oh, that's the new word. Oh, okay.
Gosh.
But I can only say one word, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know. England?
Oh, Patriots, right?
That, yeah!
He knew
Let's
that.
Go.
He knows some of these.
Nah, I mean, CB, come on, think about it. He said England. I'm thinking
right.
of a sports team.
And he
team,
knows it's
so, got to
be a sports
yeah,
team.
Who else
right.
is England here? I just knew England, so...
All right. All right, all
I might
right,
not
right.
know sports, CB, but I ain't dumb, all right?
All right. I can guarantee he's not going to get this one on the first
Oh,
guess.
It's on. It's
wow.
on.
Wow.
It's
Thanks, on. Lee, for the vote of confidence.
Well, it might take three
Come
guesses.
Come on, CB.
We'll see here. All right. Currently, the number one seed Gonzaga Bulldogs are favorites to win the NCAA tournament at plus 150. In what state do the Gonzaga Bulldogs play? Chris.
All right. Seattle.
Oh, I think I know this one. Hold on. If I get this right, CB, do we get wings from Lee? Because I think I know this.
Yes, because he was
okay.
he was so confident.
That's what I'm would... thinking. Hold on. I think I'm going to guess this because is it Spokane?
Is that a state?
Is that a state?
That's not a state.
Damn.
Hold on. He misunderstood the question, though.
No, he got it wrong. He got it wrong. What did you just say?
You
All
actually
right?
thought Spokane was a state?
I didn't hear the state part. I just... Are they in Spokane, okay. though? I think
All
they
right,
are.
All right, go ahead, Rob.
Okay.
I think I know the answer now.
Right.
I know he knows the answer.
Mariners?
I'm going to go Seattle.
Yeah!
No! No! Seattle!
No.
He said
no.
Seattle!
It's not?
No,
Washington!
That was my
oh,
guess.
Right.
You can't say it.
You said it. Nobody gets that one.
All right,
we got to break
that out.
This
let's
time.
Throw that
All right,
one
break
out.
A tie. Break I got a tiebreaker here
let's
for you.
Let's do it quick. Here we go.
All right. What sport did the great one, Wayne Gretzky, play?
Wait, right. what did he what? Can I hear the question
I'm
again?
Sorry. What sport did the great one, Wayne Gretzky, play?
All right, Alex.
Yeah.
Ice?
It's got to be hockey then, right?
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Man, wasn't
is that it?
You can get his last one to Rob.
All right, last one here, Rob. Speaking baseball
this is
here.
Up your alley.
Baseball.
What does MLB stand for?
All right, Alex.
I think
Lillie.
I know, Rob. Yeah.
Major?
Okay,
Wait, what?
You can't say that.
What are you saying that?
What? You just said Indiana.
All right, major blank.
Major
blank.
Is an actual full word.
No,
Indiana
but
was only part of
Indiana
it.
Indiana was part of it.
No, come on. No. You would have to say
I'm going to. Alex, I'd like to solve the puzzle. Is it league baseball?
Let's go.
Right.
Yes!
It's a push.
Come on, man. Come on.
Give me one more. Is that it?
That's it.
It ended
Those
in a tie.
Did you know that, Alex?
I think I had a feeling, but
MLB,
the major.
But what else could I have said? MLB is like
a minor.
I don't know. Maybe you could have said like professional, but I mean, I don't know. That's tough.
Not MLB. That's why I thought because it was three words. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, I feel
like
you.
Like three words is hard, Chris, right? You got to get three
yep,
words right.
I'll give you that.
That's
you
tougher than Indiana. So, I mean.
Right. Indiana.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Good job.
Thanks,
we kissed our sisters
Thanks,
on
Lee.
That one. All right, Lee. Stay tuned. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Washington.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Was 2020 full of dings, dents, and scratches? Your tax refund and Mako can help. Refresh your ride with your refund at Mako to undo a little bit of last year. Head to Mako.com to get a free online estimate today. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Boogie Nights.
By who?
Boogie Nights. GQ? Was it GQ? You remember this song, Rob? Heat Wave?
Let's go!
Heat Wave, right?
Yeah. That's my guy.
DJ Alex Tyson in the crates wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. All right, Rob, let's wrap it up and send you off to Detroit on this note. UCLA got to the Sweet 16. And still alive. And their coach, Mick Cronin, they're the 11th seed. They play Alabama, the 2 seed, Sunday night. But Mick Cronin, their head coach, was on ESPN Radio today. And he took a shot. He said the G League went after one of his former players, Dacian Nix. All right, so he was a recruit for UCLA last year, signed, committed the whole nine yards, and then decided to instead go play in the G League, which he did play in this season, or it has played in. And he said he went off on the NBA and the G League for saying that they recruited this player after he had already signed and committed to UCLA. And he said they said things. He didn't go into what they said, but he implied it was stuff like, you know, they might not even play college ball next year. And, you know, I don't know what else. But
recruiting tricks that they do that college coaches do too, Chris? I mean,
exactly. That's how I feel. I mean, until the kid is there, even if he signs, he's fair game.
People change their minds all the time.
Right.
I mean,
especially 18-year-olds.
You're not locked into anything. You can make a commitment and decide after thinking about it a little bit more, you've changed your mind and you want money or your family needs money. Right, Chris? I mean, I can't fault. Those are my two choices. Come play in college and eat at the cafeteria or get my family $250,000.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you because it's it's hard. He signed, like you said, he changed his mind. It's totally fair game. And I got no problem with it. I don't really want to hear the complaint. And the G League is a great option for these kids now, Rob, and their families. If you're only going to be in school for a year, you're going to be in classes for a semester maybe?
Right, and after the season's over, Chris, you drop your classes.
Right.
You're not going there. It's fraudulent to make people go to school if they don't want to go to school. I'm serious.
And even if you want to go to school, but you know you're only going to be there a year out of the four.
Right, but I'm saying a lot of kids go when they're in that situation, they go only because they have to in order to get to where they want. And it doesn't mean that maybe later on they might want to go to college or whatever, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's most of the kids are going because this is the only way I can get in unless I want to go to Australia or Europe or something.
And to your point, a lot go for the first semester and then stop going after that because by the time the grades are out, the season's over.
Exactly.
And you're already not gonna be declared for the draft. You know, so it's just, it's more honest. You know what I mean? It's really more honest, and I got no issue with it. Like you said, these coaches do it all the time when they recruit.
All the time.
You know, so. All right, Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, have a great weekend. Rob, safe travels.
Yes, and I'll make it and come back, and I'll see you on Monday.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It'll be a good weekend with the tournament, NBA action, all of that. All right, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and download, subscribe, leave a comment, and 5 stars. Stay tuned for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace.
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.